Mobile.
On, get 4 POT Mobile.
Biggie with it.
4 feet of snow up there.
I have a fat of been snow. We got a ton of rain.
Stay home just to play it safe anyway.
Bought that property up here.
Do you know who they are?
No. But they, it's been bought for sure.
To the back side of your place, right? That's what you're talking about?
There's back there.
Who's on Rick's old place?
I think he had a couple months to get out of there.
All right, all right.
5 degrees out there. It is supposed to drop down a little bit more than that, ain't it?
Drop down right as the sun starts peeking over. I got 35 right now, too, so. But yeah, it's supposed to, I don't think it's supposed to get up but to about 40 or 41 today. In the day.
Tell it.
KO4CEF Mobile. KK4POT Mobile.
Try to get out of full 160.
But what I ended up doing was running it from the back corner of the house straight across the yard into the tree, and that ended up being right at 124 foot.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, it's working great for you.
I was fighting the having to bring the wattage down just to make some contacts is crazy to think how much difference that antenna's made.
Whisper test with it.
Yeah, I've done whisper before, but I don't know that I have on the new antenna.
To try and just see what happens with it. You know, I did it one time just the other day, just to try it out for the first time. I'd never done it before, but I guess that thing does transmit solid for 2 minutes during whenever it's your cycle to come up. It actually goes for a full 2 minutes.
I think it's pretty much the full 2 minutes. I think the website I was using was, I want to say it was whisper.aprs something or another. That was the website I found gave the best reports off of it.
When I got on to check it afterwards, it was like whisper something net, something like that. I can't remember. It was the official whisper website, but I'd use it to check it. I did one at 2 watts, and I just let it transmit the one time. And I got picked up on the western part of Canada, so that was kind of cool.
Knowing that, just crank the wattage down, see how low I can get it before I don't get any signal reports back.
I bet you'd do really well. I'd be interested to see how that does for you. Well, I'm rolling up. I'll let you guys catch up. I'm going to hop out of here. Good to hear you this morning, Andrew. Hope you have a fantastic day at work, and hopefully we'll either catch you this afternoon or in the morning. KK4 POT.
Tuesday, Tim. Have a good one. Hope you have a good day at work. KK4 CEN, and I'll be standing by.
KK4 next thing.
I'll have to see if I can just send your station a call out for a signal report and see what happens. Usually if I don't hear it, I know how to add them in manually, so I might try that sometime.
If you get a signal report, send my station a message to be stored at the station, and then I'll be able to get that whenever I get in.
Do that. Usually what I do is I do a little bit of FT8, then after a while, you know, I'm like, I just want to sit on the couch and either watch videos or TV or something. That's when I'll turn JSA call on and just let it kind of sit there and heartbeat for people or whatever.
For a week, it's just finding better that way. When people are doing heartbeats, then my call sign will come up more often, and people can use my radio to relay messages to other people.
Quite a few people that leave their rig on all the time, which I'm surprised, because if I heartbeat, I mean, I'll pick them up just about every night. There's a couple of them that are just very familiar at this point, so they must keep their rig on all the time as well.
If I make sense of it, because if I was going to send a message to Tim, if he's not on there, his rig's not on, I can send it through them.
Tonight, I'll try to send you either a message on JSA, or I'll text you and send you the call signs that I see a good bit. Because I do. If I send a heartbeat out, I'll just about get back one from them every single evening. This weekend, is your company going to keep you out?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know what they can plan. I'm sure my wife has a dinner.
Saturday, so I probably won't get in the woods this weekend, so hopefully I'll be able to go a day or two over Christmas break. I wouldn't mind if it snowed during then. I'd love to go hunting in the snow. That would be, you know, it doesn't have to be deep or anything. I think it'd be just cool to just go hunting in the snow.
Thank you.
first of the year. I can't remember exactly what time of year it was. I know it snowed. And we were just walking around looking, basically, following a couple rabbit trails and stuff. Not really doing anything major besides just kind of wandering around the woods, but it was a lot of fun. On that last transmission, I don't think you made it in the repeater.
FW Mobile.
CEF, good morning, kid.
Good morning, how you doing this morning? You seeing any ice anywhere?
See nothing. I just air chat with my EZ, and he's in a little bit of a hole right now.
Check out now. Good morning, Ken. Check it for NFC. Good morning, Mike. Good to hear you in the morning. It's my car. Stopped in my wife's car. You hadn't fixed that heater yet? I'm considering it. Heater goes out in Shelly's car. You'll fix one of them then, right? I'm a pickup truck then. I hear you.
The HT whenever you're in a different vehicle?
Mounted a radio in my wife's car and my truck because I'm normally, under normal circumstances, I'm always in my good work car, but the HT, this Oshawn that I have, it does a good job.
Like on the outside of the car, or you talk from the inside of the car?
Keep a duck on it. I do have an antenna that goes on the outside of the car, and I don't ever have any trouble with that one. I just haven't got it on there.
For mine, it kind of it mounts onto the window. It's just a little clip bracket, so it mounts there, and you put the little rubber ducky on the outside of the window, basically. MFJ, they got two different kinds. They got the SMA male and female, whichever one you need for your particular antenna. But I keep it in my wife's car just for that. Just in case I drive it, I can use the HT in her car.
A lot easier to fool with. The problem with that other antenna, I have to run it out through the door jam, and I'm always putting that coax in a little bit of a bind.
I might send you a link to it, the one I bought. You just either have to find that the opposite one if you need the different style. But the only thing I had problems with was my long 19-inch antenna. It doesn't screw down on it properly, so it doesn't connect. But the regular standard antenna that came with my FT3, it works fine on it.
Real thin coax.
Not the flat coax, it's just basically got the little bracket that goes over your window, and in that bracket is like a small channel, so the coax runs through that, and basically the box that holds the antennas on the outside, or on the inside, but then you got the place where you attach the antenna to the outside. I mean, it's a neat idea. I thought about different kinds, like the flat coax, but this is what I settled with.
It's me also, Mike, when you get it. I need to get an antenna for Mama's Jeep. I'll do that.
I found, because I couldn't mount an antenna on the wife's car or even a magnet or anything, so I wanted something quick and dirty that I could just throw up and at least get a signal outside the vehicle. Out the parking lot, I'll say 7-3s to you. Hopefully you both have a great day at work. And hopefully we'll hear you on the radio another morning or in the evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have a good day. Have a safe day. Enjoy it. 7-3 is to you, and we'll catch you on another time. It's KK4 and XB. 7-3s, Andrew. Have a good day. And this is my last day for this week, so I'll try to catch you sometime on the radio. KN4TFW. Mike? Didn't get any of that. No. Yeah, that's better. The head cold, I went in late
your radio last night?
Another time, maybe in the afternoon, KN4 TFW.
Tomorrow sometime, KN4 TFW.